This is Romance Watson welcoming you to another session of Software Modernization with Mark Schroeder. Today we are speaking with Alberto Perondonez of Interactive Objects Software. Alberto is the Managing Director of Interactive Objects Software, where he's responsible for the areas of professional services and sales. He is a graduate of Madrid University with a degree in computer science. Alberto started his European career at the Danish Institute of Technology as a management consultant. So now let's take this opportunity to learn more about software modernization and integration. Here is your host, Mark Schroeder, as he interviews Alberto Perondonez at Interactive Objects Software.
Alberto, today we're going to be talking about legacy modernization, and I'd like you to give me a little bit of your background on legacy systems modernization.
My background with legacy systems, well, it's quite a few years ago. I remember my last years at university where I was working as well at the same time. And at that time, it was for a bank, BNP. Today, I believe they're called BNP Arribas. And that was my first real contact with legacy systems. They were not legacy at that time, working with COBOL on the host side and so on. Besides that, I have to admit, during the last 16, 17 years of my professional background career, I think in about 3/4 of the projects I've been involved in, we have been always faced with some kind of integration, replacement, and so on issues.
In your view, with the experience you have, what do you see as the main risks in a legacy system?
I think the most appropriate answer there is not what I can give you, but what our clients are telling us. What they are telling us is that there is a huge amount of relevant code written in languages like COBOL, PL1, NNN. And these applications, and please remember, we are not talking most of the times about single applications, but about application portfolios, not isolated applications. They have been developed throughout the last 20, 25 years. Sometimes maybe not using the best design techniques, not using the best documentation approaches with the typical time pressure issues that you find in any kind of software development. So aging is one of the issues that our customers are facing, aging of the application, how they were done, and the skills that they have nowadays available. And the second issue that we kept almost every time mentioned from our clients is the complexity. There is a huge amount of dependencies between those applications, between the modules inside. And sometimes it's so complex, this set of dependencies, that just trying to get a graph out of those relationships is absolutely not an easy task. So if you combine both things, the aging, the skills, and the complexity, we have sometimes a ticking bomb, the maintainability of the applications, the fading away of this know-how, and what is very relevant for the customers, for our clients is as well, the impact of changes. What happens if I introduce something new here? What happens if I have to change some of the implementation here? Those are the main risks.
So it sounds like quite a bit of risk for a company to take to keep a legacy system going like that. What are some of the ways that they can mitigate some of these risks? What are the approaches that they can take?
Well, if we look at the skills side and the know-how side, one possibility could be just to hire those new kids coming out of college, put them through an intensive training of COBOL, of PL1, of hosting. Host systems, and then let them do the job that their colleagues have been doing during the last 20 years. But that is actually not working. We know some companies that are going down that way, but that is not working. It's not working because it's not just the technology that is the issue. If we talk about the skills and the know-how issue, is a possibility would be just to hire those new kids coming out of college, coming out of university, put them through an intensive training of legacy technology, COBOL, PL1, host, NNN, and then let them do the job that the colleagues have been doing in the last 20, 25 years. Would be a way to go down that road. But we see that that is not working. We know some companies doing that, but that is not enough. Those systems is not just about the technology, it's about the whole know-how that is embedded on those systems. So you need a consolidated approach that helps you to recover that embedded knowledge. And at the same time, you need to face the risk. You need to manage the risk of the impact of changes. Changes that they are needed and that they will be needed in those so-called legacy applications. So we believe that that a consolidated approach is the best guarantee for, on the one side, to get the most out of those existing investments throughout many years. And secondly, this consolidated approach should enable you to define a modernization path that is not jeopardizing running business and that is integrating your present needs and your future needs. So we believe this consolidated approach of recovering that knowledge and telling you, watch it here, if you change something, there could happen this and this and this thing. And at the same time, that opens you a door towards a modernization path. You could, as minimizing risk option, you could as well give your application away to some kind of IT provider, some kind of system integrator, and to have it modernized. We see here two issues. First, you are giving away your competences, even your own IP. And secondly, who is going to guarantee that that application that you get deliver after 6, 9, 12, 18 months, who is going to guarantee about the maintainability of that new application? We have seen it, and that is as well an issue in those cases because the application that you get back is not as maintainable as you would like it to be.
So you're saying that it probably works best if the company itself does a modernization instead of having the modernization sent out to another company to do the work?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the ownership of those complex systems relies on, let's put an example, on a bank. The business of a bank is not to do modernization. The business of a bank is to make money. They've got an IT department. Get in touch with the right experts. You need to involve your own people in these modernization initiatives, but involve as well the right experts to help you modernize that application. You need to get your fingers on that knowledge, that know-how that you have been developing throughout the years, and let somebody else to do the dirty job, if you want to call it that way. A combination of the right tools to help you go that modernization way, and a combination as well with the right services and the right references, of course.
Right. That sounds like a good approach because then you have the business knowledge from the actual people that know the business and the modernization knowledge from the people that know that part. And you work together as a team. And that is a good way then to help mitigate some of the risks in the whole modernization process.
Absolutely.
Now, at Interactive Objects, what aspect of the modernization process do you work on?
We work mainly on the so-called initial part of the modernization. Our approach is based on the model-driven approaches. That's our background. And we believe that recovering that information, recovering that whole know-how, it's extremely important. So what we have is a set of solutions around that modernization approach that helps our clients to recover that knowledge, to make that knowledge understandable to all of the stakeholders around, and to reuse that knowledge throughout a modernization process. And at the same time, if you want, or as we talked about before, in introducing the right services for that modernization, then if you have that model-based approach, you have the possibility to communicate much better with the partner that is going to be doing the modernization itself.
So it sounds like what you do is you work with a company and you help them bring their coding approach into a model-based solution and control the modernization then through the model-based approach that you have.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, do you have a way to automatically get the business intelligence or business knowledge into the model-based system, or is that something that people have to do by hand coding or something like that?
We do make lots of automation on that recovery aspect, but there is no way that you can recover all that semantic information that is spread around the system. That is not something that you can recover automatically. We do offer our clients with our solutions a way to enhance the models, which are the deliverables of that automated process, to enhance those models with semantic information. Let's think about, for example, business rules. Business rules are not just placed on two, three, four lines of code. They are spread around many different parts of the system, and you have to locate them. And for that, you need so-called subject matter expert, people who know the business, people who know the processes, And what we do is that we bring that information, what is placed, what is residing on the systems, and that information that is in the head of few people, and we bring it together to a model level. So anyone can afterwards look at the model and say, I'm just interested about the code location business rule 24A that is about risk management or whatever issue there might be in those business processes. Just give me that part. That is what I'm interested on. So we offer through our solutions, through the model approach, different views into the system.
So you're offering a solution and not a product, is that right?
Exactly.
What's the difference between that?
I believe it's easy to explain. Let's put an example, a word processing, like Microsoft Word. That's a product. It's got full functionality from the beginning. You can start using it, and it's going to do whatever you have to do. Basically, writing text, formatting text, printing out, saving, sending per email, whatever you might need. But this solution, it's a bit more than that. And the reason is that we found in almost every situation, we find always new peculiarities, either from a technological point of view, either from the deliverables. So what we do with our, or what we call it a solution, is because we are focused on delivering the maximal value for each situation. So that we start off with a set of assets that cover those main needs, those basic needs, mini product, if you want to call it that way. And then we put on top of that those specific requirements for each situation. And that way we leverage our clients the best value for the money and for the time. An example, we had a situation last year, about 1.5 year ago. We had a standard technology at the customer, and we had part of our solution that was already productized for that technology. Everything was working perfectly. And then the customer came to us and says, by the way, I've got something else here. It's in another technology. It's something that we did here in-house, but it's very related to our, they were at that time, I think, COBOL system. But it's actually the controlling of these COBOL applications. We have done it in some kind of workflow that we wrote 15 years ago. It's very critical. Nobody understands this. Could you find a way to make the link between this workflow information and the systems behind that? And that's what we did. We took that in-house technology from that client, and we analyzed it as well, and we brought together the results of that, the contents of that workflow, and the contents of the COBOL application. So the customer has a complete view from the workflow and the processes contained on those workflows, and the parts of the application that are implementing those steps within the workflows.
Now, I was looking on your website, and you have a solution called More. Could you explain what exactly is that solution, and how does that fit into what you offer customers?
More stands for Modular Reverse Engineering. That says already quite a bit. Model-based, as I mentioned before, is our approach, is our core competencies. And we started working on it already quite a few years ago, and we realized, guys, in every single project, we have to integrate with some kind of legacy. And we were doing all that already at that time through reverse engineering. We were reading the system, extracting the information that was interesting for us, and then bringing it up to a model level. And that's what we developed throughout some years. And we came out a couple of years ago with More, a solution for model-driven modernization analysis of IT systems. The modular part of the name was very consciously chosen. More is built as a set of Eclipse-based plugins with clearly defined interfaces and services, and that enables, that makes More extensible, that makes More that it can grow in any situation. And that allows, for example, to add new technology variations, to add customized views, to add new analysis features, to add transformation extensions within a few days or within a few weeks if it's very complex. That's one of the values of More. But the significance of More is on its automated approach. By introducing this automation, what we are doing is reducing or even eliminating the risk that we talked at the beginning about. We analyze the systems completely. We make the analysis process extensible. and we make it, and that is extremely relevant for our clients, we make it reusable. It means a modernization initiative, large company, is going to take quite a few years. But that doesn't mean that the business stops. Those legacy systems, they're going to change throughout those years. So you need a way to put those changes into the system and to get the analysis right away, a new analysis right away out of them. So it's a constant process that is going to be run throughout quite a few months or even years. And what we see as well as very relevant, it's that the values of more, they're just not based on technical properties. When we go to our clients, we work out with them a business case. A business case that justifies modernization and that justifies as well the improvements that we bring. By bringing that automation, what we do is increasing efficiency. They've got less effort. That means they've got, at the end, less cost. So you take out those people that they're going to be relieved of quite a few tasks and you put them into innovation. We are reducing the risk that is caused by these fading skills that we were talking about before, by those manual processes. You've got a secure approach. You've got, at the end, better quality. So our message is basically, we help you to improve by using more your maintenance process. Your people are going to be able to analyze the impact of changes much faster and much more secure. Then use the savings to get into a modernization project. And you've got already the assets. You've got already the models there.
Now, in order to move into a reverse engineer, are there certain languages that you're able to reverse engineer? Like, is it COBOL, RPG, or do you target languages, or is it pretty universal that you can reverse engineer most languages into a model?
More is extendable, more is modular. So if we look at it from left to right, on the left side, we have what we call technology connectors. They are specialized components within more that handle particular technologies. And they are technology connectors for COBOL, they are technology connectors for exotic variations of COBOL, like Delta COBOL. They are legacy connectors for PL1, they are legacy connectors for C code, RPG, natural adverse, and. So basically, there is a kind of product line on the left side complementing more. And if we get to a client where we see we are not covering that technology at this time, then we talk to the customer, we analyze what it means for us, what it means for them, and we go down that road.
You could basically build an integration into most languages and just plug it into the more solution and reverse engineer that language.
Actually, yes. Maybe we will be talking about more again in 10, 15 years. And we will be talking about Java legacy. We will be talking about .NET legacy. Who knows? One part where I believe that it's extremely complex and we haven't found out quite a way how to do it yet is, for example, assembler. Assembler is something that is very low level. And that is, we have had a couple of contacts with some potential clients. And assembler, to be honest, is a technology we would say it might be a challenge. But any other technology that we could read is analyzable. Let it be COBOL, let it be PL1, let it be Fortran.
So now you have your business logic and everything sitting inside your model that you produced with Moore. Can your model then generate languages, or what do you output from that point?
The models that we generate is what we call legacy system models. They are transient models. They are not safe. Besides that extra information, that enhancement information that we talked about before, then Moore offers you the possibility to transform against those models into UML models. And we recommend our clients, and when we do it with them, that the way that we do it, not to take everything. We want to reduce, we want to abstract information. And once that we have those UML models, then we make that bridge possible to the new business requirements, business models. We can as well run that direction. So you've got models reflecting your existing system, and you've got models reflecting what you want to have from the business process side. If necessary, you can do then a re-engineering at the model level. And then once that you are there, you can use basically any model to code available tool or approach in the market. You want to do it with us, we put it there. You want to do it with open source approach, you can do it. You want to do it with some the proprietary, you can do it. You've got the UML models is a standard, and then it's basically up to you which kind of target architecture you want to define for your system.
So you're not keeping someone within a proprietary development system this way, is that correct?
No, we are completely standard-based. We are using Eclipse, Eclipse EMF for the modern side to represent that information. That information gets into UML models. And then it's up to you. If you want to do it with our products, we do it for you. If you want to say, I don't want to generate, I prefer to send it to some offshore partner that based on these models and a few more specifications is going to write it manually for me.
So you give you leave options there. You provide the core model that has all the business logic and the business understanding in it, and then you let the customer take it from that point on and produce it in the best way for that meets their business needs. Could you describe what a typical scenario of using Moore would be?
I kind of mentioned it before on the side, but I would like to get back to it. It's a scenario that, to be honest, it's something we didn't think about at the beginning when we decide to go down this strategic road for us. And that's the scenario of optimization of maintenance process. We do have a very relevant customer insurance, worldwide insurance company. We were talking to them already quite a few years back, and we went in with a modernization based on model. And they said, yeah, good, but that is not actually what we want. What we want is to extend the life of our systems. We do have here some know-how issues, skills that are disappearing. We do have complexity issues. And what we want is to extend the life of the system for another 5 to 10 years and to reduce cost. So we went back home and we thought about it and we say, well, actually, we can do that. We do have the models. We do have the analysis possibilities on the models. By doing that, the customer employees, the customer business analyst, the system analyst, they will be actually doing the job much faster and safer. So we went back to the customer again and we said, we believe we can do it. And we started with a proof of concept and it was terrific. We did prove in a couple of weeks and huge level of automation to the customer. And that's how we got into this kind of first scenario, optimizing the maintenance process of those system. You could basically ask any question around the system because it's modern. And the second scenario that we see is customer has decided already for whatever reasons, regulatory changes, end of life of the platform of their habit. There are many possible drivers. They decided on modernize the system, but they've got similar issues, similar challenges. We actually don't really know how the whole thing is working. Our resources that they might know it, either they are gone or they are too busy with something else. We do want to extend the system with new business requirements. We might be thinking about changing technology, changing platform. So again, that's a second scenario where we go in with more and extract all the information that is needed to have a clear picture of what you have, so that you can go to the next stage into the modernization process and it's towards the new architecture. There is a third scenario that we kind of thought about it at the beginning, but we were not quite sure what it was going to get through. And we have had already a few clients asking us for that. It's mainly about governance issues. Systems that they are running very well, systems running AS400, iSeries from IBM, or whatever technology, systems that they know they're going to run for quite a few years, they're not going to be changed. But due to governance reasons, I need to have a documentation of the system. I need to be able, in case there is an audit, I need to be able to trace my business risk to the IT systems that they were producing those business results. That's the third kind of scenario that we see customer that comes to us and they say, guys, interactive object, I need documentation of this system, please record it for me. That's what they are looking for as well, some of them. So we see those three scenarios: the optimization of maintenance, the model-driven modernization, and as a third scenario, I would call it the derived scenario, is the documentation, the redocumentation of the system.
Okay. And those cells sound like very valid reasons to put a system into the model-based approach like that. Now, what about the future of Moore? Do you see, we sort of talked about, you know, maybe in the future it'll be a Java model generator or something like that. What kind of future do you see for Moore?
Well, on the technology side, we see very few limits there, because it's extendable. What we see is, and I'm sure that you have seen it as well, you noticed as well, the topic APM, Application Portfolio Management, is really taking off. And it's one of the parts where we are investing. By saying that, I don't mean that we're gonna become an APM product or solution provider. APM is moving on a different level, higher level. But we do see that there is a huge and a very beneficial relationship between price view of all your application portfolios. Why do we need them? Who is using them under which conditions? And as well the analysis possibilities of the individual applications within that application portfolio. So that is an area where we see that there are very good possibilities and there are very good chances. Another area where we see as well a possible future development of more is towards system integrators. There is more and more offshoring those applications. They are kind of the responsibilities is kind of given to the system integrator, whether it's onshore, whether it's offshore, different cases. And those system integrators, even though they're offering those application management services since years, they're confronted just about every time with the know-how issues and with the fluctuation issues that they have. So we have seen in some customers that more is an ideal enhancement for the offering to increase their value and to minimize as well the risk and the cost. Something similar applies to system integrators specialized in modernization offerings. A model-driven approach is something that is combining the advantages of near customer service and presence with offshoring without having this loss of information in between. That's as well something to think about. And a third area where we see developing for more is based on the whole Eclipse platform. We recently joined the Eclipse Foundation, if I remember well, a couple of weeks back, what we are very proud of, and we expect to see a good development there. There is so much happening around Eclipse, you wouldn't believe it. So we do want to provide the community with modern and consistent tools, and of course, we want as well to benefit from what is happening within the Eclipse Foundation. So I believe we will see in the coming future some movement there.
Have you seen success in a variety of industries with more in your basic solutions?
The good part about Moore is that it's vertical agnostic, to put it that way. It's a quite broad range of verticals that we are serving with our solutions, from finance, insurance, automobile, transportation, logistics, chemistry. And then traditional, I have to say, our relevant part of our business is done with the finance and insurance industry, with the finance the service industry, sorry. But we have seen as well in the last years sustained broadening towards other verticals. And that's why it's kind of good to see that our solutions and the benefits that we offer our clients, they just don't apply just for banks, for insurances, but they apply as well for transportation, for logistics. So it's kind of a nice development what we're seeing there.
Well, say someone wants to learn more about your product. What's the best way for them to contact you?
The most direct way would be to go to our website, www.interactive-subjects.com. And there you will have confirmation about what we do. And if there's something else that you want to know, just send us an email and we will contact you right away.
Well, thank you, Alberto, very much for your time today. It's been interesting to learn about the solutions that you have to provide, and I must say they sound quite interesting.
Thanks, Mark. It's been my pleasure, and hope to talk to you soon again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for another session of Software Modernization. Please be sure to check back often to find more interviews and additional resources. Our goal is to build a warehouse of information on software application modernization. For more information on software modernization and how you can subscribe to our free services, please visit us at www.softwaremodernization.com. We are always looking for experts in software modernization who are interested in sharing knowledge on this subject. If you are an expert and want to be interviewed by Mark Schroeder, please visit softwaremodernization.com and click on the interview link. This has been a production of MAT, Marketing Assistance Technologies.